Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hawings, you've said you're planning on living forever.
That's the plan, yes.
That'd be a great idea if you could make that happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best. I got to stay in, reasonably okay shape.
Yeah, what are you doing to work towards that?
I've been eating better, been walking, and that's about it.
Okay, well, that should be enough to get forever.
Sadly,
to go from the normal 103 years or 80 years, you're ahead of me.
Well, sadly, that puts you ahead of like 85% of the people in this country.
I think so.
Definitely.
I see some of the people I graduated school from with and stuff like that, and I go,
simply walking.
I'm hanging in there.
Simply moving around.
Yeah. Well,
according to this story, keep your brain healthy, keep your head okay, you get a new body, no problem, because there is a startup that is going to make human brain transplants as simple as going into a dystopian future that looks like Westworld and having robots pull your head off.
Wow, this looks really Westworld-y.
You said brain transplants.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Head transplants.
Whole head.
You're keeping your face, everybody.
Uh-huh. Man, if this were a thing that could happen and it were safe and effective and like just a regular thing, could you imagine how awesome it would be to be able to take your head and put it on a rad body?
Well, okay, because people start growing lab-grown bodies that are like force-fed, like the way we feed chickens because we want them to have bigger legs so we can eat them.
You become pretty unspecial, I guess, at that point. But.
Say I hit 95 years old and, my brain's still nice and sharp, but the rest of my body is falling apart.
Yeah.
So they're just going to pop my head off of my current body, toss that one in the gutter.
Yeah.
And put my 95-year-old face onto like a 26-year-old body.
Yes.
Oh, that'll look good.
So like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is still playing in the NBA, but he's on his fourth body, but he has his old man face.
Oh yeah, like the saggy cheeks.
And his knowledge
everything.
Of the game is beyond everyone. He's been playing in the NBA for 53 years. He played against Wilt and LeBron.
I figure they'd probably do a good version of an appropriate body, though. So, it'd be brand new, but kind of like when somebody rebuilds an old car, but then they pretend to put patina on it that's not there. So, you give it a few extra freckles, maybe a liver spot here or there, but otherwise it's like you go, damn, for 90, that's a great body.
So you're like a resto mod.
Yeah.
So from the outside, you look like a 68 Charger.
Yeah, yeah.
But you open the door and it's like brand new interior.
But then
and
there'd
everything.
Be a subculture where people got into like rat rod bodies where it's two things smashed together. So are you a javelina and a human? What's happening?
That would be a thing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. So let's learn about the head transplant and this terrifying looking machine.
Yeah. So we're looking at two bodies laying down and their heads are resting on a chaotic futuristic monster with two hands and then lots of other arms that look like our microphone arms.
It's a spider.
That have needles in the ends. It's terrifying.
Bummer for that first
Introducing
head.
Introducing Brain Bridge, the world's first revolutionary concept for a head transplant machine, which uses state-of-the-art robotics and artificial intelligence to conduct complete head and face transplantation procedures, ensuring smooth outcomes and faster recoveries.
Oh, yes. Do we have to house prisoners for years and years. We can just steal their bodies.
Because head transplants require high speed, precision, and efficiency, BrainBridge utilizes advanced
Like we've been doing them for years, and it's been a battle to keep up with the high speed and the precision and everything else.
high-speed, high-precision robotic systems to speed up the process, eliminate human error, prevent brain cell degradation, and ensure seamless compatibility. The head transplant procedure involves removing a person's entire head.
I mean, this whole thing is animation, and yet it's still grossing the piss out of me.
You don't think that when they remove the head, it's just a series of red and blue wires dangling out?
It looks so pipe cleaners.
I don't like all of like the squelching sounds either.
Let's hear that one again from when... This is when the body is being removed from the head, or the head removed from the body.
As compatibility. The head transplant procedure involves removing a person's entire head, containing the brain, from their current diseased body, then attaching it to the body of a healthy, young, brain-dead donor.
A healthy, young, brain-dead owner. Yes. Donor. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Ooh, boy. There's so many ethical questions involved here.
I didn't know we were so close to head transplants. We just needed a better machine.
Yeah.
Well. Head transplants could provide individuals with severe medical conditions, such as terminal cancer,
or
paralysis,
death,
spinal cord injuries, or neurodegenerative diseases, the opportunity to have a fully functional body while preserving their consciousness, memories, and cognitive abilities.
Okay, so all...
It's science, Kelly.
So all we need is people that have gotten into car accidents and only smashed their faces, but their body is great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe a cartoonish anvil fell on their head. Their body intact.
It seems like you're starting to get it, Howie. Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of Upload, the TV
Totally reminds me of that.
On Amazon Prime. I don't know. Are they? It was like a head transplant or something they were trying to do from one man's dead body to another or something.
They would...
Or they tried to upload his dead body back into his
They uploaded their essence, all of their thoughts and their brain and activity into...
A server.
A computer body.
Yes.
And then they tried to bring them back from the virtual retirement homes, which are really just like heaven in that.
They're just servers,
and put them back in the body, but then people get nosebleeds and their heads explode. So that's a real down point. They're still working on that part in the show.
Would you like more?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. The neurons are the longest lasting functional cells.
Oh, Maitland, you have to watch this part here. I think it'll really affect
preserving their consciousness, memories, and cognitive abilities. The neurons are the longest lasting.
See a face? Oh, they just pulled the face meat off and left a very shocked looking
Mars attack.
I think this would be less disturbing if the donors and recipients weren't bald.
You think that's the big
thing?
It's real off-putting.
Give them a mustache or something. Something else to concentrate on.
Big Flanders.
Yeah, make it so that you don't like them very much.
Yeah.
Longest lasting functional cells in the human body. And according to our estimates, the brain is capable of lasting several hundred years, provided that the rest of the body remains young. The brain bridge concept involves the use of the integrated robotics.
I know a lot of people are looking at their aging parents and grandparents and thinking, no, their brain's got another 200 or 300 years left in there.
But
that's
seriously,
no problem
though,
at all.
Like, there has to be somebody who has been in an accident or has some debilitating disease or, you know, a quadriplegic or something.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be somebody that looks at this and says, yeah, I'd do it.
Hell yeah.
I'd give it a try.
Well, there was that, I think, a Russian doctor who was going to do it, and he had a volunteer.
And then the guy backed
out. The guy was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the idea of it is optimistic.
Yeah. I mean, will we see it in our lifetime?
I feel, though, like if we could get to the point where we have, you know, with robotics and AI and the speed and everything that we could do this, we could also probably just cure cancer. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if we get to the point where we have the capability to transplant an entire head onto a donor body.
Bummer for everybody who's got all sorts of other issues.
Surely we will be able to...
to quit trying after they cured cancer, so I'm over here, you know.
Well, that was the reference.
My spine broke.
Well, that's what I don't understand about this. If we have the ability to take a head, or in the eyes of this company, we will eventually have the ability to take the head off of one body, put it on another body.
Mm-hmm. Why? From a brain-dead donor.
Sure. In the case of a spinal injury, like they referenced, why couldn't they just fix the spinal injury?
Right.
Wouldn't that
be easier?
They don't
know how yet. So they're saying it's easier to transplant heads than it is to figure out the science of getting the spinal cord zipping again.
Yeah.
That's what they call it in medical
school. I'm not
saying
either of it's easy, but you
think like
that
your spinal cord's not very zippy.
The spinal cord would be easier than doing an entire head.
Yes, but this has some cool Frankenstein connotations to it. They really should add a bolt just for fun.
Do this, suddenly there's a chicken getting famous for singing like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it's that song.
Right.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.